Welcome to Scripture Ventures, where we seek the wisdom of God like silver and search for it like hidden treasures. If you've been hanging out with me the past couple of weeks, you know we're digging into some of the biggest lessons we can learn from football and connecting them to God's grace in a series I call Gridiron and Grace. We've talked about traditions at last, we've talked about loyalty on the field of life, and today we're talking about something every team and every believer needs. Teamwork. Now, if you've ever been around or watched football, you know this. No one wins alone. It takes the whole team. You can have the fastest quarterback in the state, but if his offensive line doesn't block for him, he's on the ground before he makes it 2 yards. And you can even have the best receiver in the district, but if the quarterback doesn't have time to throw, that receiver's talent doesn't matter. And let's not forget the defense. Because you can have the strongest offense in the world, but if nobody's stopping the other team from scoring, friend, you're not winning games either. You see, every role matters. Every single player has a role, and when they play their roles respectively, together, that's when the victories come. The Bible shows us the same truth about life in Christ. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 12. Verses 12 through 14, and we'll look at 18 through 20, where Paul writes, "Just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts from one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body." Now, I love how Paul uses the image of the body. It's such a clear picture. Every single part matters. The hand can't do what the eye does, and the foot can't do what the ear does. But together, all those parts make a body that can function, move, and thrive. And here's the part that really gets me. Paul says God himself arranged the body just as he wanted it to be. Sister, lean into this teaching. That means your looks, your place in this world, your gifts, your role, it isn't random. You weren't meant to be a copy of anyone else. God designed you uniquely, and he placed you exactly where he wanted you to contribute to the whole. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 through 12 backs this up with another powerful image of teamwork. Two are better than one, because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. I don't know about you, but I've lived long enough to know we need each other. Life will knock you down, and when it does, it matters who's standing beside you. We were never meant to do this faith journey alone. In football, teamwork is the difference between Friday night heartbreak and Friday night glory. In our faith, teamwork is the difference between burnout and breakthrough. God calls us into his family so we can encourage one another, serve one another, and bear one another's burdens. So let me ask you, are you trying to walk out your faith all by yourself? Do you recognize the gifts God has placed in you and also the gifts he's placed in others around you? How can you link arms with other believers this week so you're not just running plays alone, but working as part of the body of Christ? As we close today, remember this. Football championships are won by teams, not solo stars. And in God's kingdom, the victories come when we work together as one body, each part doing its job, united under Christ, who is the head. Until next time, keep seeking the wisdom of God like silver and searching for it like hidden treasures. I'll see you back next week as we look at another powerful lesson from the field, perseverance when the game gets tough.